We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaniyach ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Bechoras Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad. Achas Bikra v'Achas Shelo Bikra. In this case, we have two mother donkeys. One Bikra, one already gave birth to a child and to a donkey, and therefore the one that's the offspring that's going to be born right now will not be a Petar Chamor. But Achas Shelo Bikra, but the other mother that this person owns, is about to give birth to the first offspring, so the first child, and therefore this is going to be, this donkey will be a Petar Chamor. V'yoldu shnei zecharim, and in fact they gave birth to two males. So no saint Taleach ad HaKohen. So it's obvious this person has to give one Taleach, one sheep, to a Kohen for the animal that, even though I may not know which mother it is, I know certainly that since both gave birth to a male and one of them had yet to give birth to a child, the other one we already did, so both give birth to Zecharim. One of those Zecharim is a Petach Hamor. Therefore, one Taleach, one sheep, has to go to a Kohen to redeem it. Zachar unikeva. Let's say though you have where a zachar unikeva are born. So a zachar unikeva. So it's possible that the animal that was lo bikra, that gave birth to its first child, gave birth to the male, and in fact you'd have to give a set to the kohen to redeem the petach hamor. On the other end, maybe that animal that hadn't given birth yet gave birth to the female. And the one that had given birth already had its second child that was a male. So there's no Petar Chamor here. Maybe the Kohen doesn't get anything. So here we employ the principle of Hamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya. The burden of proof is on the Kohen to say that you owe me a sheep, and therefore Mafrish Tale'achad La'atzmo. What does he do? He separates one Tale'ah, but he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. He keeps it for himself. And then the Mishnah says Shene Amar, but the Mefarshim explain that it's answering the following question. How do you know that the pidyon, that the redemption of a Petar Chamor, is done with a Taleach, with this sheep? So the answer is, Shene Amar, in Shmos Lamed Dalet, Ufetar Chamor Tifteh V'seh. It says very clearly in the Pasuk, it's supposed to be done with a Seh. Now, Seh is a broad title, as the Mishnah says, Min HaKavasim Umin HaIzim. Seh includes not only sheep, but it includes goats as well. We can redeem the Petar Chamor by giving a goat to the Kohen. In fact, the Gemara Daf Vav, on the Daf Test rather, says that you can even give the exact value of that of the offspring of the Petach Hamor to the Kohen in as redemption money, and that would be sufficient. You would not need to give a seh or a kvasim or izim, to give a seh or a goat. The reason why the Torah mentions a seh is because even if the seh is worth less money than the Petach Hamor, that's also okay. So if you're giving the exact value, you can give anything. You give food, you give cooked food, it doesn't matter what you give. But if you're not going to give the value, then a seh or a goat must be given. Then the Mishnah says, what else? Zachor nekeva, which means not only can it be a sheep or a goat, it can be a male or a female to redeem the Petach Hamor, the firstborn donkey could be a female and give to a Kohen. Gadol v'katan could be large or small. Tamim u'bal mum. It can even be not only without blemish, but even with a blemish. You can give a seh that has a blemish, and that can redeem the Petach Hamor as well. Ufo debo pa'amim harbe. And then the Mishnah says, and you can redeem with that seh many times. What does that mean? So some mefarshim explain it means that if, let's say, the Kohen returns the seh, the Kohen can, you give him the seh as a redemption of your Petach Hamor. So your Petach Hamor, you can now work, you can ride on and do whatever you like with, because it doesn't have any kedusha anymore. Now the seh goes to the Kohen. The Kohen decides to give you the seh back as a gift. So now you have another Petach Hamor that's born. You can give that same seh back to the Kohen. You can do it multiple times. And some say, no, we're speaking about where we have a case of a Suffolk Petar Chamor. A person has many Suffolk Petar Chamor animals, and we spoke about where you could have cases of a Suffolk. All you need to do is be mafresh one tleh, one sheep, and you could be podeh all of them. That's what the Mishnah means when it says podeh bo pa'amim are. If you have many Suffolk Petach Hamors, you can use one tleh and redeem all of those Suffolks with that one tleh. If that's true, if that's the way we're going to learn this Mishnah, this line, then if you have, let's say, two mother donkeys, and they gave birth to two zecharim and two nekevos, two males and two females, which was discussed in the previous Mishnah, so you would not have to be mafresh. Two, as we explained when we learned the previous Mishnah in the other shiur, you wouldn't have to mafresh two sheep for yourself. Remember, it's suffix. You don't have to give it to a kohen, but you have to be mafresh two sheep for yourself. According to this explanation, you wouldn't have to be mafresh two sheep. It would be enough to do one sheep, because you could be poda it pa'amim harbe. So it's different ways to understand what it means, upoda bo pa'amim harbe, that you can use the same sheep to redeem multiple times. Then the Mishnah says, Nichnas ladir lehis aser. It enters the corral for ma'aser. So this is referring to the mitzvah of ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema, when you have sheep, you have there's a mitzvah to give every 10 as a korban, ma'aser behema. And you as they go through one by one through the fence, in the corral, you paint it with the 10th one, you paint it with the red dye, with red paint. But the Mishnah here is coming to tell us like this. A person has a sheep, and he separated that sheep because for himself, because it was a safek petar chamor, so hamotzi mechaver olav araya. You don't have to give it to the kohen. You get to keep that. But you used it nonetheless to redeem a petar chamor because there was a safek. So that's still yours. And since that's still yours, that should enter the corral with the other sheep and is subject the mitzvah of maaser behema. And the same thing would be true. Let's say you had 10 safek petar chamors and you separated 10 talayim. According to the first explanation, you'd have to separate 10. According to the second explanation from the previous, what pa'amim harbe meant, you would only have to separate one. But let's assume we follow the first opinion. You're separating 10 for the 10 safek petach hamors. So these are all yours. You get to keep them because they're all safek, and the Kohen Hamotz Mechavad Araya can't take them from you. But nonetheless, you use them to redeem petach hamor. Maybe they should be exempt from maaser behema. The answer is no. They go into the corral and you maaser them like other behemos. One out of 10, even though they were all used to redeem, since at the end of the day they belong to the owner and are not taken by the Kohen, they're subject to the mitzvah of petar of maaser behema. V'meis nehenim bo. And if, let's say, a person is mafresh a seh for redeeming a petar chamor, and the seh dies before it comes to the hands of the Kohen, so nehenim bo, he can get hanah. Who's nehenim? They can get hanah. So the Gemara says, this doesn't mean the owner. This means the Kohen. Because the moment the seh was separated, this is not a suffix petar chamor. This is a real petar chamor. So you separated a seh to give to the Kohen for petar chamor, and now it dies. So the halacha is that nehenim bo, the Kohenim get hanah from it. They get to use the hide or whatever it may be, because it's in the reshus of the Kohen already. It's in its domain, even though physically it's not. Once you separate it and it's not a suffix petach hamor, it's a real petach hamor, it's a true petach hamor, there's no doubt. So therefore this belongs to the Kohen. And this and therefore even if it dies in the house of Israel, it belongs to the Kohen, and therefore they can get hanah from that. Whether or not you have to separate another sheep, so in its place, so it sounds like you do not, we'll see that will be the subject of the next Mishnah. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Actually be the subject of the Mishnah Vav in the next year of what you do if you mafresh a pidyon petach hamor and it dies. We'll see a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. So here the Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, says the following. Ein podin lo be'egel v'lo be'chaya. Let's go through each one. Can't be poda redeem a petach hamor with a calf. You can't use a chaya like a deer. V'lo b'shchuto, you can't use a set. Well, obviously, you can't use a calf, can't use a deer, because those are not a set. They're not even goats. They're not in that category. V'lo b'shchuto, nor are you allowed to use a set that is slaughtered. V'lo b'trefa. And you can use, assuming now, obviously there may be a trefa you don't know, but assuming the trefa is something that's recognizable, let's say it has the thigh, the whole leg of the animal is cut off, so you're not, even though it's a seh, you can't use that to redeem a petach hamor. V'lo b'kilayim, and you can't use kilayim. What's the case of kilayim, of kilei behema? This is, we have, let's say, a seh that was born from a he-goat and a sheep. He goat and a lamb, and so here the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use that. Maybe I would have thought, maybe you should be able to Because this is, after all, each one is the Taish, the he goat, is kosher, and Rachel and the sheep is kosher. So together, so maybe I should be able to use kilai. And this just says no. Velo bekoi, nor allowed to use a koi, which you had in the past. That's a suffek chaya, suffek behema. So we're talking about a case where now a suffek chaya, suffek behema, which has no relation at all to a goat or a sheep. I probably don't need a mishnah to teach me that. But here, let's say even let's you have a koi that is the offspring of a he goat and a tzvi and a deer. So maybe I would follow the Zera Ha'av, and the father, after all, is a Tayish, is a he-goat. Nonetheless, now this is not Kilayim. This is a Koy, it's a Tzafik Chai, Tzafik Behema. So maybe I should give a significance to the Zera Ha'av, because it's a Tayish, it's a he-goat. So the answer is no. Koy is it's not allowed. Based on the pasuk, it says Tifteh Veseh is only Kvasim and Izim that are alive. So it's not alive, or it's not Kvasim or Izim. So then it's not going to be kosher to do Pidyon Petach Hamor. We remind ourselves though of the fact that that's all if it's less than the value. If I'm using the actual value, so any one of these things would be acceptable. Rabbi Elazar Matir Bikilayim. Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's acceptable. Why is Kilayim acceptable? Meneshu Seh, because at the end of the day, it's a Seh. Why? Because it came, if the father is a goat and the mother is a sheep, although that may be Kilayim, nonetheless, the father and both father and the mother are a kosher. So therefore, that has the status of a Seh, according to Rabbi Elazar. The Oser, but he says, Koy is not allowed. Meneshu Suffolk. That's a Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Behema, so that would not be allowed. Nustal the Kohen, if the owner of the Petach Hamor gave the Petach Hamor to the Kohen himself, meaning I'm not giving you a seh in its stead as redemption. I'm giving you the Petach Hamor itself, which is Kadosh. Eina Kohen Rashai Lekaimo, Ache Yafesh Setach Tov. The Kohen cannot keep the Petach Hamor. He has to be poed to the Petach Hamor, and then, it, of course, the Petach Hamor would belong to him, because the owner gave it to him as a gift, but he shouldn't be using Petach Hamor as Kedusha, and therefore he has to redeem it and on a seh, and then he can use the Petach Hamor.